Good morning. We continue with our study of Ravolbi's Olam HaYedidus, the world of friendship. And we begin a new section today on the wondrous man. Ravolbi begins the section by quoting Sophocles. Sophocles, the famous Greek. After all, we're holding in Hanukkah season. It's important to understand Greek philosophy, to understand where and when it fits into the world of Torah philosophy. So he says, wow, there are a lot of amazing things in the world, says Sophocles, but the most incredible and wondrous of all is the wonder of man. And he goes on to explain how man is so wondrous, how man is involved in creation, how he can go ahead and take things from the sea and bring them onto land, and how he goes ahead and follows his plow in the rain year after year, how man really develops and sticks to things, and how man goes ahead and creates. And these days, and he's speaking in 1969, in these days, Ravolbi says, we can add another thing. And not only does man have the ability to transfer and lead from the sea to the dry land and how to conquer the world, man also has gone beyond that. He can fly to the moon and walk on the moon. And he says that's one of, and that too is a wondrous thing that Sophocles would have been amazed by. Think about it. Look how many people and how much technology was needed to get one man to walk on the moon. And he said, you know, you have to understand, this leads to a certain mindset about the greatness of man. What is that mindset? The mindset is man has the ability to do anything. But it also brings up a second question. Is man involved, and is the totality of man's purpose to go ahead and build the world? He says, let me explain what I mean. If we get into a deeper question about civilization, it sounds like civilization advances technology and utilizes technology to go ahead and create more labor-saving devices. However, if a person looks at Chovos HaLevavos in the Shara Precious, the Chovos HaLevavos says, you know, that idea of development, 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 so that you can rest, so that you can have less done, is not necessarily an ideal. He says, when the taiva, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, when taiva, when desire overdoes seicha, when your desire precedes your knowledge, that causes a lot of sin. And it goes ahead and it creates the Yetzirah to go ahead and create a situation where a person leaves the path of growth. So Ravolbi says, let me try to understand. He says, you know, we tend to utilize nature, we utilize the world for ourselves to see what we can do to make our lives more comfortable and to get away with doing less and less. He says, civilization, therefore, makes the world greater and makes the value of the human being less. He's not making as much of an impact on the world. He says, wow, That's a very interesting way to think when one person considers how many people were involved in this great feat of getting people to the moon. He says, isn't that the opportunity for a person to realize that maybe we'll go from the moon to conquering other stars? Maybe we'll eventually find an atmosphere where on one of those stars we'll be able to build more cities and people can be able to spread out even further. But, says Ravolbi, let's say we'd be able to do that. Will a single man and his purpose in this world be more or less significant? Will a person go ahead and make more or less of an impact? Will his involvement at that point in time be more constructive or more destructive in terms of the development of the world? And so he says, take Alfred Nobel. Who is Alfred Nobel? You may remember the Nobel Peace Prize, the Nobel Prizes. He turned around and created that after he discovered that he created dynamite, which was there to be able to go ahead and advance civilization, be able to construct and build worlds, but all of a sudden became this tremendous danger that went ahead and was utilized in a negative way. He says, similarly, in modern times, we have nuclear war. Now, nuclear power is a tremendously powerful utensil in the arsenal of man. But look, as soon as we developed it, not too long thereafter, it was utilized to develop a sense of destruction. He says, think about that. In terms of the development in our world, all of man's creations are dependent on how man wants to utilize them. Technology, in the same way that nature, has an ability to be material, The question is, how is man going to utilize that material? And who makes that decision? That idea is on man himself to figure it out. So see, we find this politically as well when we start thinking about communism. When a person looks at the theories of communism, they sound beautiful. Everybody's the same and everybody puts in the same amount. And the government owns everything. And so therefore, people don't have to have competition and they don't have to have any sort of challenges. But a person has to understand that evil comes out of such a situation because it's open to corruption. The person himself or the people themselves who don't stick to the rules of communism or Marxism, all of a sudden they turn the man into a brazen man. The factories become a slave labor camps. And a person has to understand that and the dangers within that mindset as well. So, says Ravolbi, within everything itself, that which destroys the world is man himself. How so? Not because of anything else. It's because he thinks that he needs to understand that he thinks he's going to find it ready-made. But if a person goes ahead and doesn't bend society in the direction that he wants, he doesn't bend nature, he doesn't bend technology, he doesn't bend his advancements to a higher power, to a higher purpose, to a higher ideal, then everything that he has can be equally as destructive as it is today a constructive. Sometimes in our lives we look at something and we ask ourselves, is it good or is it bad? Weapons, gun control, etc. One thing is very clear. Whatever exists, exists. How one wants to utilize those powers is based on who he is. Thus, the most dangerous weapon that exists within the world is man himself. By the way, the greatest reward that exists in the world is also man himself. It's up to each and every one of us to figure out who are we, what are we doing, where are we making an impact, so that we can make this place a better place to live. That's the job of Adam, and that's what's really incredible about him. We'll get a little bit further in this as we meet again. But as we go through the day, let's stop and ask ourselves, whatever we're doing, are we being constructive or being destructive? If we're being constructive, we are what the Gemara calls Osik B'Yeshuvo Shel Olam. We're maintaining and building worlds. If what we're doing is not really constructive, we might want to ask ourselves, is what we're doing purposeful? Or is what we're doing wasteful? And in which case, we might want to reconsider. As we go through our days, let us consider so that every day can be a great day. Have a lovely day. Mm-hmm.